We're sponsored by the Keepersall Collection of estate-grown wines and by the restaurant and winery at Keepersall, East Texas destination, south of Tyler, off of FM 344. Hillary Clinton's memoir bearing the title What Happened is now on sale, and excerpts are being released to the media. For a mere $18, you can read in Mrs. Clinton's own words as she tells of her experiences as the Democratic Party's 2016 nominee for president. If you have the stomach, you can actually listen to Mrs. Clinton read the book to you for free if you sign up for a free trial of Amazon's Audible service. I doubt that I'll read the book, and there's precisely zero chance that I will listen while Hillary reads it to me, so my judgment of the book is confined to my reaction to the excerpts released in the media. In one such excerpt, Mrs. Clinton recalls the experience of standing next to Donald Trump on the debate stage during the campaign. "My skin crawled," she says. She goes on to describe choosing between biting my tongue, digging my fingernails into a clenched fist, or saying to Trump, "Back up, you creep, get away from me." It's interesting that Mrs. Clinton is so sensitive, especially when you consider the things in her past that did not make her skin crawl. A partial, emphasis on partial, recap follows. During the campaign, Mrs. Clinton took Donald Trump to task for the boorish things he said about women on a hot mic while with Billy Bush on the set of Access Hollywood. She also said that when it comes to a woman claiming sexual assault, quote, "You have the right to be heard, you have the right to be believed." That is, unless your name is Juanita Broderick and you're describing being raped by Mrs. Clinton's husband, Bill. Broderick's recollection of that alleged incident was so compelling that NBC, historically and nominally a Clinton supporter, couldn't resist airing the interview. Yet Hillary's skin apparently didn't crawl. She instead, by numerous credible reports, set about intimidating and threatening Juanita Broderick. It similarly did not seem to bother Hillary when she learned that Bill had inserted a cigar into the nether regions of Monica Lewinsky. "That actually makes my skin crawl." She instead attacked Ms. Lewinsky, calling her, among other things, a narcissistic Looney Tune. Apparently none of Bill's sexual indiscretions gave Hillary the creeps. In fact, she lumped all of Bill's women into a group that she derisively labeled as Bill's Rodeo Queens. The same Hillary Clinton, whose sensibilities were assaulted by the mere physical presence of Donald Trump, didn't seem at all uncomfortable lying to the families of the personnel who died on her watch at the U.S. diplomatic outpost in Benghazi, Libya. She did so even as the coffins of those dead loved ones were being unloaded. Talk about cynicism. Alas, time and space impose their limits, so let's just leave it at this. If you voted for Donald Trump and are now experiencing even the teensiest bit of buyer's remorse, take a moment to consider who you would have gotten instead. That's my word, what's yours? Go to youtellmetexas.com and you tell me. And follow me on Twitter, at Paul Gleiser. About 10 years ago, my wife and I were walking in Milan, Italy, when it started to rain. So for cover, we ducked into a little wine cafe and sat down, and of course we wouldn't take undue advantage, so we ordered a small bite to eat and a carafe of wine. It was such a lovely interlude that we still talk about it today. That sort of an afternoon is on offer this weekend at the winery at Keepersall. Here's what to do. Head for Keepersall tomorrow afternoon. The forecast is calling for light rain. Go into the tasting room and make your wine selection. Of course, try any wine in the collection first. The nominal $1 tasting fee is always on me. Grab some meat and cheese to go with your wine selection and then repair to the covered patio and watch the green vineyard take in the rain. I promise you will relax. There's no way you can't. Go south on Broadway to FM 344, left under the bridge, a mile and a half to the Keepersall entrance gate on your left, and then follow the signs. Learn more at Keepersall.com.